News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, a moment ago I told you there was breaking news. Well, lo and behold, a friend is here in the studio with me. Will Blakely is a staff reporter for 1819 News, working the story, and I just said, hey, can you come on in the studio? So here he is. He just walks in the door. Will, thanks for joining us here on Right Side Radio.
Thank you for having me, Phil. It's nice to be here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, it's been a heck of a day. I mean, you've actually been over there at the scene of Walnut Park Elementary in Gadsden today. I mean, first of all, what'd you see?
Well, first thing I saw when I pulled up, there were, police were everywhere. It seemed to be the majority, just Gadsden Police Department was there, but the sheriff was also there of Etowah County. We went over to the where they had the media, and the superintendent, Tony Reddick, talked to us. You know, he kind of gave us what he knew, which wasn't that much at the time. And then later the sheriff talked to us. So pretty much what happened was there was a school resource officer, or there was a man that was spotted around the school trying to get in, I guess messing with the doors, trying to get inside, and a local informed the school resource officer. School resource officer went outside, tried to, I guess, confront the intruder. The resource officer apparently got into a physical altercation with him and called for backup. Sheriff's office responded, police department responded, and you know, they kind of left it uncovered. I mean, there's kind of a gap in the information there that they're still investigating.
Yeah.
It ended up the SRO was injured, had minor injuries, treated as a at the hospital.
Was that from the scrap that he was in with the perpetrator?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
And then the intruder, all we know is that he is deceased.
Well, so I mean, I've got resources too that are. I have a friend who was a former deputy with. I mean, I got a lot of friends that were former deputies with the Etowah County Sheriff's Department. I'm hearing it was an officer involved shooting. Is that correct? Do you know?
Yes, they did say it was an officer involved shooting, and that Aaliyah would now be investigating.
Okay, so I mean, all that happened. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff right here in the wake of Uvalde. We have no idea. I mean, I guess at this point we have no idea what the perps, what the deceased individual's motive or was in trying all the doors in the school.
I don't believe they've even identified him yet. So
okay. All right. That being said, from what I hear of y'all's reporting so far, it sounds like all the right procedures were followed by the school, by the school district. I mean, it sounds like we ought to clap hands for that.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. The superintendent and the sheriff said the intruder never entered the school. All the children were safe. All the staff were safe. So it seemed like it was handled pretty well.
Yeah.
On their part.
Wow. Praise God. I mean, scary stuff. I don't want to speculate on who he was or what his purpose was, but it sounds like he had no good intent if the police officer confronts him and it turns into a confrontation that then requires backup. So I guess we'll be finding out sometime soon.
I guess so.
Now, am I correct? You already reached out to the Policeman's Benevolence Association representative trying to see whether there's any kind of an investigation into the officer who conducted the shooting, and did you get anywhere at all with that?
I did not. He didn't want to tell me anything, and or he said he couldn't give me any information, and he said he didn't know about it until he woke up this morning.
Yeah, so. Open investigation. I guess he can't go down that road. Well, listen, man, you guys were one of the first on the scene, which is pretty cool. 1819 News, I brag on you all the time on the air, but you guys are no fooling. I mean, you're one of a whole stable of reporters, and it's pretty cool that the office is in Birmingham, and bang, you get sent to Gadsden to do a live on-the-scene reporting of a breaking incident. That's real news right there.
Absolutely. I got the call this morning. Had to scramble out the door and made it here in 55 minutes. So.
Well, I guess the bottom line, though, is this, is while it's horrible to find that that somebody died in this process, that the children, the teachers, the actual sanctity of the school itself was never breached, and all appeared to be safe at that point. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's so, folks, what you're hearing there, in case you missed the right before the last news break, Walnut Park Elementary School in Gadsden, just a sweet little school. It used to be part of my state senate district, so I've been to Walnut Park multiple times. But Walnut Park Elementary School, like any other elementary school, is a little on edge right now in the wake of the Uvalde shootings. And what we've got is a situation now where, maybe with a heightened sense of awareness, or maybe just because they've got good procedures in place no matter what, it appears that for all practical purposes, the staff, the faculty, even the kids, responded exactly the way you would hope they would, to include the SRO who did his job and confronted that individual at the door of the school. And it turned into whatever. Injuries to the officer or minor, I guess, Will, is that what we're hearing?
Yes, that's what they said. Injuries were minor, and they said he was treated at the hospital. So
okay. All right. Well, and, you know, I think like most of those cases, they wind up putting him on unpaid leave while they investigate to make sure it was a good shoot. But I suspect they're going to find that it was. So we'll see. I guess more to come on that one, man.
Yeah.
All right, good job today. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Will Blakely with 1819 News. So, yeah, Copper, when you're doing this segment right here, if you don't mind, make this a breaking news segment with Will Blakely from 1819. Folks, we put these on the podcast daily, and she's typing on the board right there, Will do. So we do podcast a show daily. So these things come out every single day. If you want to hear something again, if you want to hear it because you missed it, if you want to send it to a friend, you can go to rightsideradio.org. Like we're almost 54,000 downloads now on the podcast, and that's because we got just great listeners. And by the way, Will, just so you know, our second biggest audience is California. We can't figure that out, but we have like 700 people that download the show in California. So, you know, you're reporting news that they're hearing in California. That's just very cool. But you're now a cross-country star. All right, man. Will Blakely, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, listen, Copper, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's take our break about 2.5 minutes early. Do that now, and I'll come back and jump into my full segment. Number one of the Triple Dipper today, where are the Warriors? That's what I want to know. Where are the Warriors? Because as we look at what's being done with wokeness in our military, we need to be caring about this. The Warriors are still out there, but they are being tamped down, at least from the top, with woke dogma that is literally creating an issue for combat readiness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.